In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We do not believe that darkness in our world needs to continue, that we need to live in fear of the future and live by fear in now. We do believe that the people who walk in darkness can see a great light, and those who live in lands of darkness, light shines on them. We do not believe that hope has been extinguished from our world, that those who live in the war-torn areas of our world are forgotten, that those who are hurt are left on their own. We believe that the light has come and shines in our darkness, and the darkness will not and cannot overcome it. We do not believe that life has to be unbearable for the many, that hunger and poverty are the only way for the world to work, that boom and bust is the only possible way forward, and that conflict is inevitable. We believe that all who receive Christ, who believe in his name, will be given the power to become the children of God. We do not believe that the lowliness and least shall remain nameless, and that the wealth and mighty decide social order and what is right and wrong and only get their way. We believe that all things came into being through him, and without him not a single thing came into being, and all are equal in his sight. We do not believe that conflict and violence are the only way to win peace, and prejudice is the only way to relate to others who are different in some way or other. We believe the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth. And we certainly don't believe that the promises of old have passed away and we've been abandoned and left to our fate, or that we need to lose heart and become discouraged because, let's be honest, 2021 was not a brilliant year. We believe that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that Word is with us now. That is how John's Gospel begins. The Word from the beginning was with God. And today we remember John the Evangelist along with the birth of the Word. We remember that God is with us in all places. Jesus was born of flesh and blood to be among us. John, along with the other apostles, continued to do that. They passed on the word, the good news, and others in turn continued to pass it on again. And some travelled far and reached these shores, and the word continued to be passed on from lip to ear, and hearts were changed in the passing on of what was believed. For it is the belief in the word that changes the world. And so today we give thanks to God, not only for the Word made flesh, but also for John the Evangelist who proclaimed that Word, and for all those who by word, love and action have passed it on to us, especially those who used to worship at St. John the Evangelist Cote Bridge, and who together now worship here today in this place, making this place, and we who worship here, the living, breathing Word of God that is within and around us, as much as it was for John the Evangelist. Amen.